Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting sixth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Scott Lewis. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hershiser. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The center fielder, Dave Martinez. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The DH, Harold Baines. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Robin Ventura. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Lyle Mouton. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Norberto Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Carcoviche. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Kevin Tapani. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vizquel hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Berga hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mouton. Berga reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Baines hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ventura hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Scott Leos is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Leos strikes out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkovice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkovice takes first base on ball 4. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen bunts in front of the plate. Alomar throws towards first. Leos fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Leos. Karkovice moves to third. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Karkovice scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a line drive towards short. Guillen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Berga is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Berga hits a line drive into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a line drive into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ventura is 0 for 1 in the game. Ventura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mouton is 0 for 1 in the game. Mouton strikes out. Two outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Mutin. Murray reaches second base with a double. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Murray scores. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-1, Indians. Scott Leoz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Leoz is 0 for 1 in the game. Leoz hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Phillips. Leoz reaches second base with a double. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lofton is 0 for 2 in the game. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leoz moves to third. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Vizquel hits a pop-up towards short. Gielen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Berga hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Martin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Karkoviche is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Karkoviche hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Gielen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Gielen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gielen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leoz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gielen for the out. Two outs. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. Thome strikes out. One out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a line drive into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 2 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Leoz fields the ball and throws to Hershiser covering. Safe. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thomas strikes out. One out. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hershiser fields it and throws to first for the out. Martinez moves to second. Two outs. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ventura fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott Laos is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Laos is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Laos bunts towards the mound. Tapani fields it and throws to first for the out. Alomar moves to second. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alomar moves to third. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Vizquel hits a fly ball into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Alomar tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Karkoviche and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Berga hits a line drive into center field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 0-for-2 in the game. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tomy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Martin is 0-for-2 in the game. Martin hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Karkoviche is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Karkoviche is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Karkoviche hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tomy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into left field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tomy batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tomy is 0-for-3 in the game. Tomy takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Murray is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Murray hits a line drive into right field. Mouton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gielen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tomy moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Tomy moves to third. Ramirez moves to second. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. he's got two RBIs. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Guillen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lewis scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Guillen for the out. One out. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Phillips is 0-for-3 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Martinez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martinez hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Al Levine now pitching. Scott Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Lewis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Alvaro Espinoza now playing first base. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Thomas hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Baines is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baines hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Ventura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ventura is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ventura hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Durham pinch hits for Lyle Mouton. Ray Durham batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Thomas moves to second. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0-for-3 in the game. Martin hits a pop-up beyond second. Berger can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Thomas scores. Durham moves to third. It's 4-2, Indians. Chad Kreuter pinch hits for Ron Karkoviche. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Kreuter hits a line drive into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.